In Pakistan, it's not uncommon for critical journalists and activists to get death threats. So a literary festival isn't just book signings and poetry readings. NPR's Dia Hadid went to the Karachi Literature Festival and found acts of defiance there.
Walk inside the festival and you'll see a rare event. There's all sorts. Coiffed women in elegant saris, men from provincial towns, many transfixed by one woman. She's got a neck tattoo and piercings. Amid the fun, writers debate the country's problems. Child sex abuse, militancy, corruption. This is Amina Sayed, the festival organizer.
I think some of the issues here are so compelling and so pressing that it is very important to have a discussion on them.
But some issues are so taboo that activists say officials warn journalists against talking about them. Like the disappeared, the thousands of Pakistanis taken by plainclothes men over the years. At the literary festival, it's wrapped in humour. Javed Jabbar is a moderator on a panel about Pakistan's security problems, and a guest is late.
In a country which is infamous for missing persons, we have a missing speaker. And khuda na khasta, it is not due to the reasons why people sometimes disappear from Pakistan.
The guest finally arrives.
Welcome, welcome. You were marked absent, but thank God, the agencies have returned you. You were declared a missing person.
Beena Shah is a writer. She says people feel more courageous at a literary festival. Still, she says Pakistanis use winks and nods to get around restrictions.
We have a way of dealing with this kind of shrinking or diminishing space. We learn different ways of saying things. We learn to speak around obstacles. We learn to use code.
But some folks here, they're over politics.
What did you get?
Love in the Time of Cholera.
I got it, not from
me. Yeah.
That's Reza and his fiancée, Nishat.
These are the things that we usually see on talk shows. And for me, I'm really fed up from discussing these problems.
The most popular segment here is a performance for singer Ariab Azhar. Azhar sings verses of a Sufi mystic. Tear down the mosque and the temple too. Break all that divides, but do not break the human heart, as it is there that God resides. It's poetic defiance against religious conservatives who see this kind of talk as near blasphemy. And the audience, they clap along. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Karachi.